Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. On today's Pardon My Take, we have DK Metcalf and our new colleague, Patty the Batty. Electric interview with Patty the Batty. He is all-timer. Didn't understand half of it, but it was awesome. The whole thing was awesome.
Listen to this episode with subtitles on.
Yeah, we're gonna talk some college football. We're going to talk some Monday Night Football. I was there at Bears-Steelers. We got Hot Seat Cool Throne. I'm looking right now, cheating a little bit on my sheet, and Billy has 7 hot seats. Just looked, so he's prepared, ready to go. That's good job, Billy. And we have Guys on Chicks. We're doing Guys on Chicks? All right. So great show. Great Wednesday show for you.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Silverado, we love our sponsor Chevy, so thank you to Chevy. Go check it out now, the Chevy Silverado. Okay, let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Chevy Silverado, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. Today is Wednesday, November 10th. Boys, I'm going to cry.
Just cry.
Coach K's farewell tour begins. How'd we get here?
Wait, aren't we going to do the Coach K dance? What's the song that played when he came out?
Get on Your Feet? Was that the... No, that's Parks and Rec.
I feel like it was the Mayor Pete song. Yeah,
every time we touch.
Every time we touch. Yeah. But I just thought this was... I think that the opposing teams are going to really be the ones that lose out on Coach K coaching them in the locker room after a loss.
Yep. I'll tell you what, I think that if we all bond together as fans, we can convince Coach K to come back after this year's over.
I agree. What do you think the best gift they're going to give Coach K? I'm so sad right now. It all begins tonight, where it all began, in Madison Square Garden.
The beginning of the end.
Is that where his first game was?
Do you think Coach K is going to just stop dyeing his hair after he's done coaching?
Yeah.
Just go white?
Yes. He becomes like Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's out of the game now. He doesn't have to lie anymore. He's fooled us all.
Let's do a prediction of what the best gift will be for Coach K. Hank, UNC will give him what?
Dean Smith's
whistle.
Frozen brain.
Okay. Nice. Nice. Right. 2-for-1 with Ted Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I think Arizona should give him one of Sean Miller's sweat through shirts.
Ooh, I like that.
Are they playing Arizona?
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Maybe in the tournament. I think Duke should give Coach K back all those losses that he refused to take when he had a bit back injury.
You love
and Pete Gaudette. Well, I mean, Coach K said himself, he was like, yeah, in retrospect, I should have taken those losses. I wish someone could figure out a way for me to have them.
I think
when they play Army, they should give him a dishonorable discharge for dodging the draft.
Yes. I hope that Duke is good this year.
What are you shaking your head at, Hank? Look it up. It's just interesting to me that Coach K, he coached for Army.
We're doing this all year.
His service time in the Vietnam War era was spent coaching basketball while he was in the Army.
Here's my promise.
It's just interesting.
Here's my promise to you, AWLs and Henry Lockwood. There will not be podcast or a show that covers Coach K's farewell tour better than this one. Fact.
I think there's one better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Barstool
Benchmark.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Mondays and Thursdays.
I think that they are biased because there's two Duke fans on that show.
I'm not biased.
No, I know.
There's three Duke fans on this show.
What?
Who's a Duke fan?
You guys.
Well, I'm a massive Coach K guy.
I despise him.
Yet here we are.
Gas it on my tongue.
Yet here we are talking about him right now.
I mean, he leads the sports world.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the end.
I just think it's important that we know that our heroes aren't perfect, and Coach K is one of my personal heroes, so I find it necessary to remind everybody about all the times that he's fucked up real big.
Mm-hmm. Getting to watch a Duke championship with you, Big Cal, is one of my life's greatest memories. I'll always cherish that. And I appreciate Coach K for that.
I asked Jake if he would, because Jake's going to the game tonight. We're taping this in the afternoon. Jake's going to the game tonight. Duke lost, and Coach K cried. I asked him. He has a press credential.
Jake cried.
Yeah, and Jake cried. I asked him if he would please ask Coach K if he thought that the first half was officiated differently than the second half in the 2015 National Championship. He won't do it.
I think we should do something for Coach K on this podcast.
I agree.
We should name
for every game.
Yeah.
Let's have a little segment.
Yeah, let's have like a flashback. Flashback moment for every game.
I think that we should name.
Remember when he saved our country's basketball program? I remember that.
How? I think it was more like Kevin Durant,
I think,
right?
LeBron James kind of saved.
No, LeBron got a fucking bronze medal. He was on that team too, buddy.
LeBron's? You just buddied me?
You just buddied LeBron? We should name something in this studio
after
Coach
K. Why don't we name the toilet after Coach K?
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
We don't have a fucking toilet in the
studio.
We
will get one. Oh, Billy will get one. All right. So, yeah, college basketball starting. We did our predictions on Sunday. I think we gave out a couple futures. It is crazy that college basketball is starting. It feels like time just escapes me. Like, I just woke up this morning and was like, wait, there's 87 games to bet on?
It's too early for college basketball. It really is.
I love Thanksgiving. I love Feast Week.
Thanksgiving's good.
This one, yeah.
The early tournaments are good. The coaches tournament that they have out in Maui, the Maui Invitational, is always great when you get to see, you know, guys that you've only seen wear suits for the entire lives dress up in a Hawaiian shirt.
Yep. No Maui this year again.
No Maui this year?
Vegas. Oh, is it Harrisville again?
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas? Vegas is that's continental Hawaii.
That sucks because one of my favorite things to do is convince myself that the rims are super, super soft and the line makers haven't figured it out and bet all the overs in Hawaii and then lose every single game.
We got the Bahamas back, Atlantis.
Okay.
That's kind of
nice.
Where
they play in a ballroom?
Yes. That's great.
Yeah, that's the best. These early tournaments are the best.
Oh, what ball are we using? Did they change the ball in college basketball too?
I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think the college basketball is choose your own ball.
Yeah, that's right. Because certain teams,
Wilson, Nike, Under Armour. Yeah.
By the way, quick update on the ball change in the NBA. Now players are really starting to get mad because they're shooting poorly. Not Playoff P, by the way, who's shooting really well with this ball, but he's getting ahead of making his excuse for the playoffs. The story's gotten too big now. It's gotten too national. So now I'm officially acknowledging we're flipping the switch. We're betting overs in the NBA now.
Ooh,
because too many people are getting... Once NPR does a story
about
a trend in basketball, you can be sure that they're the last ones. They're the latest ones at the party. So
that's the tipping point.
It is the tipping point. So now we're betting overs officially.
Yes, I love it. Let's switch it. All right, so college basketball starts. Coach K farewell tour. I'm very, very sad. I wish Hank would participate. He doesn't seem even remotely sad about this. But yeah, we'll get through. We will get through. I just can't believe we have to say goodbye. I think PFT's right. We should just try to convince Coach K to do one more year.
I think we as a podcast, like you said, it is sad. It's the only time we're going to have this opportunity to cherish in Coach K. I think we should take a trip.
I'm down.
To Cameron? Durham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Can we throw tomatoes at him?
Let's go to Durham. Let's go down Tobacco Road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even do Coach K week on Part of My Take.
Yeah, record. We can stay in Krzyzewskiville.
Oh, my God.
Record in a tent.
Yeah.
KMS.
I'd low-key love it. I love camping.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, Billy's in.
I don't think, Jake, have you ever been camping? No.
Yes.
Oh,
really?
Summer camp, bro.
Not my thing, yeah.
Not your thing?
The Frisbee Golf guy, Brody Smith.
Yeah, that's
what it's called. Camp Waka Waka.
Laurel South.
You stayed in a tent.
Yes.
Wow. Fuck yeah, you did.
Was it like a summer camp on a lake and you guys would do like camping excursions also?
We went to Acadia National Park in Maine. It was like, it's the first place in the continental U.S. where the sun rises.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool.
Like 5 a.m., yeah.
Were there platforms for the tents?
No, I mean, just tents.
On the ground.
Yeah. Billy, you can try to get him, but you're not going to be able to get him.
I don't think Billy's been camping as much as Jake.
No, Billy just stands on logs.
He lives in a barn. Every night's camping when you leave your door open.
All right, so college basketball starts. Let's talk Monday Night Football. I was there, Bears Steelers. I've never walked out of a game, out of a loss, happier because Justin Fields is the real deal. That's all I took away from that game. And the refs suck.
So the refs absolutely boned the Bears repeatedly. It got to the point where I was becoming the guy on Twitter who's like, NFL rigged, done watching the NFL. I'm over it. It was absurd. Some of the offsides calls that they had.
Offsides, James Daniels cut block where he didn't even touch T.J. Watt.
Yeah, he missed his block.
Yeah,
you can't call.
They charged him for attempted murder.
Block. It was bad. And then the Cassius Marsh play at the end of the game. I'm very glad that we're talking again about Cassius Marsh as a podcast, because if you rewound back to like 2016 and did a word cloud of words that we used on Part of My Take, it would be like Harambe the biggest, and then Cassius Marsh probably second biggest.
Yes.
That guy, he cracks me up. He's the funniest player in the NFL. He's not very good, but he stands out so much. He looks like Cole Beasley if he was a Ninja Turtle, and I absolutely love it when he becomes part of the national dialogue in the NFL.
And that was the taunting rule is terrible. They're going to have to fix it because it's like it's when you – they called him. Well, I think they called him for taunting because of the bump, even though the ref was it Tony Corrente.
Yeah,
bumped
him. He backed it up.
Yeah, he was when he backed that ass up, face down, ass up on Cassius Marsh. Mm-hmm. But it was they said that it was because he glared at the opposing bench. You have to be able to do that in the NFL. Like that was a big time play, a big time sack. You have to be able to have emotion in that moment. I get the throat slash or like standing over someone. He literally just stared at the bench. That's the most innocuous thing you can do on a football field.
I'm pro glare. I just want for the record, I enjoy a good glare. You shouldn't be penalized for glaring at somebody.
Yes. And Matt, so going to the game, Steelers fans awesome, Stoolie's awesome. We were at the tailgate before. It was great, like connecting with people. So we obviously don't really go to games anymore because we have to watch all the games on Sunday. And I think that most people around the country are definitely pro, like, sitting on the couch and watching all the games. You know, it's NFL is very much a TV sport. The one nice thing about going to a game, you don't really get as mad about refs because there's not replays over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the time to stew on it like you do when you're sitting on your couch where you're just like, I'm going to try to say this word, apoplectic. On your couch,
uh-huh.
You're not like that when you're in the stands, when you're in the stadium, because you don't see it over and over and over, and it was refreshing.
And you don't
like I didn't come out being like I knew the refs fucked up, but I didn't know to the extent, and it was kind of nice not knowing to the extent.
And you don't have to listen to the guys on TV, the Lewis Reddicks of the world, pausing and being like, I'm trying to think of a way to say this diplomatically, but that was one of the worst calls that I've ever seen. And then they keep talking about it. It gets you worked up on the couch if you're watching. So, yeah, I can understand why at a game, it's kind of you see things happen in real time. It's real life.
Yes.
It's not like when you're watching at home and everything becomes a movie because it's on your TV.
Right. Other notes from the stadium. Awesome stadium. Renegade is illegal. That was just not fair. I knew something bad was going to happen after they did Renegade because it got so fucking loud in there, and then it was the fumble right after that.
Did they do double Renegade?
No, they just did one Renegade.
That's when you know that shit's about to pop off.
It was sick. Renegade was sick. Big Ben's boot, naked bootleg was hilarious. Deceptive speed. He's slower than he looks. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes. And then Justin Fields. I do think that this game was the perfect game for the Bears in that Matt Nagy, if the Bears find a way to win 8 or 9 games, Matt Nagy might keep his job. So a Bears loss where Justin Fields proves himself and also has a game-winning drive, which obviously they didn't win the game, is essentially like the perfect scripted night for me because he pushed the ball down the field. He made big throws. That touchdown pass to Darnell Mooney to take the lead late with like a minute 40 left was awesome. That's all I want.
My only concern if I were you would be that it was too close. That Matt Nagy didn't do anything to really, really fuck everything up.
Undisciplined team.
Didn't go for two.
Was undisciplined. Twice. If he had gone for two, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
When they were down.
Yeah, 14. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He should have gone for two.
Got to know the math in that situation.
Idiot
situational
for that.
Algebra.
I also think he should have went. You didn't hear the TV, but Lewis Riddick, when they tied the game, he said they should go for two here, too.
Yeah. I heard someone say that.
Next level.
I saw that getting tweeted me. Also, the other bonus is like, it's seriously, I've never been happier walking out of a loss because of the component of Matt Nagy having a loss, Justin Fields looking good. And if you want to go even further, you can say the Bears definitely would have won that game with Khalil Mack. Because they probably would have. Because they weren't able to, like, their defense was gassed at the end. They weren't able to get that big stop, whether it be offsides or whatever. But so I can spin that entire game to be the perfect, perfect game. And people were like not apologizing, being like, sorry, Big Cat, like, Bears lost. I'm like, dude, I'm happy. That was awesome.
Are you concerned at all that Justin Fields' eyes look like they're very far apart?
No.
Makes it harder to look
away. I'd rather that than close.
Have you seen Queen Gambit yet?
Yes.
He kind of gives off that vibe.
That vibe.
And I also think the visor amplifies it, with the refraction.
I think that's good. I think his vision probably has a wider, like, remember when Madden tried to do the cones?
Yeah, the vision cone.
The vision cone's the worst iteration of Madden ever. It's like, wait, we don't actually want it to be as hard as playing quarterback in the NFL.
He's like a praying mantis. He sees about 270 degrees. Yeah, that is good.
I think that's good.
That's just something to keep an eye on, though.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And then, I don't know. Did you guys think Justin Fields? Obviously, I'm biased, but I thought he played great.
I thought he looked good. My only thing with Justin Fields is, like, for a while, he looked like he was dead inside. It looked like the spirit of the Bears' offense started to creep into him, and he needs a couple plays in a game where he gets confidence. Because right now I feel like he goes out there and his base level is being dead inside.
Well,
and then he needs to prove to himself that, hey, you're Justin Fields. You're not a standard Bears quarterback.
It's also like the early parts of games when you're going up a TJ Watt or Myles Garrett, it's probably a little demoralizing to be like, we don't really have anyone who can block these guys. Credit to Matt Nagy for having the utmost confidence in Cairo Santos, because that kick was never even close.
No, it hit the crossbar.
It was a doink.
It was so funny. Yeah. Everyone was saying doink. It was very, very funny in person because it was all of like 15 yards short.
Yeah, no, I think
the announcers were on fire.
It would have been good from 57, but the problem was it was a 65-yard field goal. And where it landed in that one part of the end zone that is covered up by the crossbar.
Right.
So Steve Levy was obviously watching that on his little monitor as opposed to watching it on the field.
Do you think the announcers were especially bad because they knew that the viewing audience had no other alternative with the Manning broadcast?
Yeah, they kind of...
They can just fuck around here.
They took their foot off the gas a little bit?
Yeah. I'm happy with how the Bears looked. Now that we have a bye week, don't have to watch them on Sunday, so it's even more of a bonus. I still think they'll probably hand the Lions their first loss of the season on Thanksgiving Day, so that's when I will get really sad.
You mean the Lions are going to beat the Bears?
The Lions are going to beat the Bears,
yeah,
yes.
I was thinking about that when they were talking about the upcoming schedule for the Bears, and I feel like enough people are agreeing with that we're starting to time the Lions win again.
Yep. I actually think the Lions might be alive this weekend against the Steelers. Mike Tomlin off a Monday night win as a 10-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell buried the
game film. The printed out pictures of the All-22.
Yeah. All right, what else do we want to talk about? Some college football. So we're doing this pre-rankings, but I think we all know what the rankings are going to be. It's going to be Georgia 1, Alabama 2, Oregon 3, Ohio State 4.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to shift everyone up. The question is, does Michigan State fall to 6 or 7? Does Cincinnati go to 5? I don't know.
This kind of put the rankings committee in a tough spot because they obviously hate Cincinnati.
Correct.
And Cincinnati stunk but happened to win their game. Michigan State was like the worst thing that happened because now it's starting to force the hand of the committee to acknowledge the fact that Cincinnati has not lost a game yet.
Yes.
So they're kind of going up against themselves. But I think that's going to be the top four. I've put the kiss of death on like 6 teams this year.
You did Texas. Texas hasn't won since. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Cincy.
Michigan. I don't want to say that Georgia's going to lose this weekend. Ooh. But I do think that Tennessee's offense is something that they haven't seen yet.
Yeah, Hendon Hooker's good.
Hendon Hooker's awesome. He's very efficient. They spread out the field.
I don't think their defense can hang.
No. Absolutely not.
It is crazy, though. This is one of those years in college football where Georgia's the best team far, far and away. I think I saw a stat that they're giving up non-garbage time like 6 points a game. It's crazy. Everyone else kind of sucks. And every week we're trying to figure out who the second best or the third best team. But you saw Alabama struggle with LSU. You saw Ohio State struggle with Nebraska. You saw Cincinnati struggle with Tulsa. Michigan State lose. Like, if you want to go just from week 10 results, Michigan should be the number two team in the country because they actually handled their business against Indiana, and Indiana never was in that game.
Nobody's talking about Purdue either. Purdue is just the most... They're sons of bitches.
They really are.
They're
great.
Fucking assholes.
It's actually, though, if you're a Purdue fan, I'm going to say something nice about Purdue. If you know that you're never going to be in the college football playoff, so this is almost the perfect season that you can just keep fucking big game hunting, taking down the big dogs, and you're like, that's a... They rushed the field twice this season, that's right? Although they won in Iowa, sorry.
That's all you need at Purdue, is to have one of those wins each season that everybody is like, those dickheads,
yeah,
those complete fucking assholes, it's at great. Purdue ruined somebody else's season. That's all you need as a coach to survive there for a long time, and I love them. I love them in that role. I'm looking at the standings right now. Oklahoma, where are they going to end up? Because the committee hates Oklahoma.
Yeah, so I think they hate them for good reason. They have not won anything. They beat their best win is against Kansas State, who's 5-3, maybe 6-3 now. I think it's going to be, the committee is hoping for, if they were rooting for anything, it's that the winner of Oklahoma State wins the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a one-loss Big 12 champion. And Oklahoma State's actually quietly put together a pretty nice resume here.
I was going to say they might actually jump Oklahoma.
Well, the weird thing about Oklahoma State is they're completely opposite of every Mike Gundy team. Their offense isn't good, but their defense is playing great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird to watch them. But yeah, they would be the hope that, like, whoever wins Bedlam then wins out, and then the committee can put them in with the Big Ten champ, with the SEC champ, and then either Alabama or whoever else, or Oregon.
And then you've got Wisconsin. Wisconsin 52-3 over. It was disgusting what they did to my man, Greg Schiano.
They're
just take it easy on Greg Schiano. Would never do something like that and just keep playing until the very end of a game, even though it's a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with Wisconsin, they don't actually try to blow anyone out. They'll if the run works, they will blow you out. But I'm ready fully. I said this to you guys a couple days ago. I'm fully ready to get my hopes all the way up of Wisconsin beating Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
I do love Texas Tech's new coach.
Yes.
Did you hear what
from
he said?
Baylor, yes.
He said, yeah, he goes, I'm going to die in Lubbock. That sounds like a fucking Western movie.
That's
right,
real.
There. I'm going to die in Lubbock. I'm ready to die. I'm prepared to die. I want to die in Lubbock.
To live and die in Lubbock.
To live and die in Lubbock. That man is... I hope that he sticks around at Texas. I just love the full-on Lubbock vibes coming out of this guy.
Yes. Yeah, Texas Tech might be back. Any other college football thoughts? Again, I think it's a weird year that we're just trying to find... We're poking holes in everyone, and rightfully so, but it's okay to also just say Georgia's really, really good, and then everyone else is just okay.
I had a thought...
In the top 10 I'm talking about.
I had a thought about Clemson and our boy Dabo down there. We spent a lot of time on this show talking about Trevor Lawrence, whether him not losing enough in high school and college did not prepare him for the NFL. Dabo, he hasn't really lost that much in his career.
Mm.
Is he a system coach where if things don't go well, everything's going to continue to fall apart? Or how does Dabo respond from going through a shitty season?
I think he just puts it on his players when they lose. And then when they win, it's Dabo-ville.
Or, no, Dabo, he's the kind of guy that'll put it on the entire system.
Yeah.
If his team loses.
The NCAA.
The NCAA, name, image, likeness. That's what it's going to be on. He can't coach in the NIL era.
And I think he goes even one further, and he goes, like, culture of America, this generation.
Yep.
It's this generation doesn't want to be coached.
Mm-hmm. The internet. The internet has ruined college football for Dabo. And that would be the perfect excuse for him because I'm pretty sure that Dabo has had the internet for like 20 years.
Yes.
But you can always fall back on that. Social media is just something that coaches say whenever things aren't going their way on the field. You know, this whole social media age is sometimes tough.
It's crazy, but it actually plays to probably 30% of most fan bases where you're like, these kids don't want to be coached.
Yep.
You can just say that and 30% of the fan base be like, yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're getting a raw deal all these kids.
Yeah, Dab was like, pay no attention to every other school that's doing well this year. Yeah,
right.
But here in Clemson, these kids don't want to be coached by me for some reason.
Yes.
Free Dabo. Hashtag free Dabo. Free Dabo.
Did Odell pick a team?
Not yet. Not as of right
Until
now.
Until 4 p.m. Right. is the 4 p.m.
Maybe we'll break it with DK Metcalf.
I think Odell is just too good for any team. I don't think that there's a quarterback talented enough to play with Odell. And we need to free him. And he should really just – Odell Beckham shouldn't be on a team. He should just do, like, pregame and halftime performances like Red Panda.
Yeah.
Where he goes out there with a jugs machine and puts on a clinic of one-handed catches.
And shout out Dan Campbell, who said that they're not going to be pursuing Odell.
I really wanted that to happen, though. Because it is a Disney storyline where Odell goes up to Detroit. They haven't won a game. He gets in the locker room. He's surly. Dan Campbell, like, coaches him real
kisses
hard.
Kisses him on the lips.
Kisses, shows him love.
He becomes the prince.
They cry together.
Yes.
They break through together, and then Odell leads them to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not meant to be.
All right. Let's do hot seat, cool throne then. If we have no other college football. Billy, did you have any other college football?
Gators in trouble.
Oh, Gators are in trouble, but they're going to do
three touchdowns and lost by three touchdowns.
And my guy got hurt dancing at the hotel room.
Anthony Richardson.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the night before the game, right?
Oh, no.
He hurt his knee dancing.
Next
year.
Dan Mullen's doing
they fired the DC.
Yeah, no, he's going to survive because he's just going to clean house.
Yeah.
So,
but they have to win 2 out of 3 to make a bowl game.
Who are they?
They have Samford and then Mizzou, FSU.
So I love this. Is this the week where like half of the SEC teams just beat the fuck out of someone?
Probably.
Out of nowhere? Like, I think Alabama's playing New Mexico State or something. Which it's always a funny, like, they play this gauntlet and then all of a sudden they all have this one game against no one in the middle of November. You're right, Jake?
I'm trying to get that answer for you.
You have frustration.
Yeah, you're frustrated.
There was a false report that Sam Pittman recently tore his bicep.
That was fake?
It was from his time at Georgia.
Uh-huh. So who reported it?
Someone else reported it.
Okay.
I just blogged about it, but now the story has just came out that's why he doesn't lift up his dog when he does his yes sir videos anymore.
It just came out.
So okay.
Was that embarrassing for you?
Embarrassing for the person who framed it as though it had just happened.
Now, is it a reading comprehension issue?
No.
Okay.
To be clear, it wasn't you that framed it as if it just happened.
Right.
It was Aaron Rodgers. They intentionally deceived you.
Exactly.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay. All right. Hot seat, cool throne. Before we get to hot seat, cool throne, Sling TV. Go to Sling TV.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay. Hot seat, cool throne, Hank.
I have a couple.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to save one, though.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Or I won't say it because I figure someone else will.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say it.
I don't want to be that guy, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I get a feeling that we're working on the same wavelength right
me
now.
Me too. Mm. So I'll go with Jeffrey Bezos.
Damn, that was going to be mine.
Actually?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. My hot seat is the Morris Brothers.
Oh, Billy just crossed off one of his eight. Okay.
One of the Morris Brothers.
No, both of the Morris Brothers.
Yep.
Which one's the one in the Heat?
Markieff
got hit yesterday.
Markieff
fucked around and found out.
The game was over. Markieff is like not even a real player on the Heat. Like, he's not even a rotational player. Game was over. Bench player. 11th man on the bench. He ran into Jokic. Basically a cheap shot. It looked like a cheap shot when you slow it down. Jokic, enraged by the hit, just shoved him in the back. And then all the Heat players, Tyler Herro, like, it's a very funny video if you slow it down and watch each individual player. Because Tyler Herro, like, you see your teammate get pushed over, you're like, all right, I got to step up to this guy. Mm-hmm. He took one step towards Jokic and then was like, I'm not going to do that. Jimmy Butler started chirping only once Jokic was like getting kicked out. Then he started like turning it up and like screaming at him, telling him to like come fight him like after the fact.
Right.
And then a picture came out that was like all the Heat players were waiting for the Nuggets outside the tunnel, and there was like one security guard blocking like 40 players. But it made it seem like the Heat like wanted the smoke, but clearly they didn't.
No. Heat culture.
And then that brought forward the Jokic brothers, who are infamous from, I'm sure people remember watching him in games last year, like his big-ass Serbian brothers. They made a Twitter account and started chirping at Markieff Morris. So that's I'm very happy that they're on Twitter now.
And so their Twitter account is Jokic Brothers, or yep. Jokic Brothers, and they sign every tweet Jokic Brothers.
Yes.
So you know it's actually coming directly from them.
So they tweeted at Markieff Morris, or sorry, I think they tweeted at Marcus Morris.
That's all right. So that's what it was. Markieff is on the Heat, and then Marcus Morris was chirping Jokic on Twitter.
Correct.
And so, then they were yelling at Marcus.
So now it becomes a brother fight.
So that's why it's the brothers.
So he tweeted, they tweeted at Marcus, they said, "You should leave this the way it is instead of publicly threatening our brother. Your brother made a dirty play first. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you. Jokic brothers. They sign everything, yeah.
Don't fuck with them. That's all I'm going to say is don't fuck with, just as a general rule of thumb, don't fuck with any family from the former Yugoslavia.
It's great just because it's taking
like
this.
Confirmed, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like if the Ryan twins, like, we're in the movie Taken.
Yes. Yes. They are, this is the next iteration of this league where we now have brothers involved. I love this. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Morris twins.
I feel like there's always families, you know, Derrick Rose's brother, Russell Westbrook's, like, there's always brothers kind of get in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is like,
this is quickly escalating to a knife situation. One of these guys currently has a knife on them.
Yes.
Whether it's Markieff Morris, Marcus Morris, or one of Jokic's big rowdy brothers. It was funny to watch the reaction that Jokic had, because I've seen this, I've noticed from people that come from countries where they primarily play soccer, when you get into a fight with somebody, they have a tendency to fight without using their hands.
Yeah, it's shoulders and kicks.
Yeah, shoulders, kicks, headbutts too.
Yep.
And so he kind of threw a big shoulder into his back. I think Markieff got hurt. He got like taken off on a stretcher or something, but I think he's okay now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was violent. It was very violent. And our friend Mike Ryan Ruiz, he pointed out that Jokic, his arms are always bleeding. Like, there's like 7 times a year where his upper arms just have like scratches and blood coming down him.
That's just working the paint.
That's working the paint. And I'm terrified of Jokic.
Oh,
forget his brothers, who are probably more scary than he is. But Jokic might be the last person in the league that I would want to fight.
Yes, agreed.
So that viral picture, it's not security. It's actually the Heat's GM, Andy Ellisberg.
Oh, my God.
Holding them back. He's wearing his ring.
The entire team?
Yeah. They're not going to run through him.
No.
Yeah. They don't want to hurt him.
I guess that's true.
That's a team that understands that it's not good to fight against that man.
Yes.
They get it, and you saw it with Hero's reaction, where he took one step, and then he was like, please God, I hope the Nuggets get to him first. I hope the refs step in between. So he circles around to the back of him, and then he takes like a swing that's more like a pat on the back, and then he walks away. He's like, okay, I did my job as a good teammate. I stuck up for my guy, but I do not want the smoke.
Yes. All right, your cool throne, Hank.
A cool throne is ugly sweaters. Ugly Christmas sweaters.
Why?
They're on sale. We have Part of My Take ones. I'm wearing it right now. We have a Castellanos one. Memes whipped
Love
up for
it.
That.
Memes.
Selling really well.
Memes said, this was off air, so I don't know if I should be saying this on air, but he said if they sell $1 million worth of these sweaters, he's going to change his name to Nick Castellanos.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little seller. I think they're 25% off today.
Yes.
So if you want a Christmas sweater, make sure you order it, and then, you know, the next couple weeks, guarantee you get it for the Christmas season, holiday season.
Christmas.
We're saying Christmas.
Hanukkah. We're saying it again.
We're saying Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the above.
We took it back.
Flag Day.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Shout out Coach K.
Yep.
And Trista. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Your hot seat, cool throne, PFT.
My hot seat is Jeff Bezos.
Oh,
Jeff Bezos.
Out of nowhere.
So he was out and about with his girlfriend. It's always hilarious to me when like a 50-year-old guy has a girlfriend, just in general.
It's like, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, this is my girl. He was out on a date. He was at some function. Leonardo DiCaprio was there, and they caught Jeff Bezos' girlfriend making some eyes at Leo, making some big-time eyes. And then I think the main account here at Barstool Sports pointed it out. Jeff Bezos saw that tweet and replied to it with a picture of...
Like, well, the tweet said, Leo's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Steal Your Girl, which I think... I don't think that's that bad if you get your girl stolen by Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Yeah.
And you could anything...
He's an apex predator.
Anything Leo DiCaprio does, you could caption it with that.
Yeah,
he's, and it plays.
Right. Top of the food chain.
He could be like getting coffee and be like, uh-oh.
Here comes
Mr. Steel Girl's getting caught.
So Bezos replied to it with a picture of him standing next to a sign that said, like, danger, steep drop-off, fatal drop. And he was like, hey, Leo, come over here. Basically saying he was going to kill Leonardo DiCaprio.
Funny. That's a funny joke.
Very funny joke. Definitely not mad at all.
Nope.
It's awesome to me that you can be the richest person in the entire world, and you can still be insecure because your girlfriend's going to get fucked.
Yeah, you're going to get owned online.
There's nothing that you can do about it. I hope Leo takes his girl. I hope Leo wins a ticket onto Jeff Bezos' cock rocket, goes into outer space with Jeff on it, and then pulls a Titanic on his girlfriend.
Yes.
And fucks her on it and then throws him out into outer space.
Love it. Yes.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Eat the rich.
Yeah, that's actually taxing the rich. fuck their girlfriends.
Okay, and then your cool throne.
My cool throne goes both ways. Cool Throne is just stuff that goes both ways. Jay Williams put out a great video.
My hot seat, yeah.
Yeah, he put out a great video yesterday.
He copied us.
Just goes both ways. You can always win any argument by just saying nonsense and then being like, goes both ways.
So I actually saw this as a hot seat for us.
What did he say in the video?
Jay Williams, it goes both ways. He basically was like, why is Aaron Rodgers being crucified and no one's talking about Henry Ruggs? So the reason why I thought it was a hot seat, he's essentially just taking... our content and repurposing it to make it his own and even dumber than when we said it.
So I'm going to do an impression of what Jay Williams said, because I watched the video one time, so I might get the verbiage incorrect, but this is basically what it was. You know, I just think that it's interesting that a lot of people out there are asking questions and talking about Aaron Rodgers and what he's done. And meanwhile, you have another guy some people are talking about, not as many. His name's Henry Ruggs.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
Yep.
Jay out.
And then today he tweeted, all at this cancel culture rate, no one will survive. Crazy. Do you think he's mad that Henry Ruggs got canceled?
Is that what he's saying?
probably Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but he's just like, this is bullshit. They're coming after my man Henry Ruggs.
Jay's standing up for Portnoy.
Yeah. It was basically verbatim of what we were mocking on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The people who were like, all this energy for Aaron Rodgers, why isn't anyone saying anything about Henry Ruggs killing a person? Well, because that's a felony and he should be in jail, and we all are on the same page.
I just think it was like, the way that he put it didn't even make sense. It was just like, some people talking about this, meanwhile other people not as much talking about that.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, that's true. You got us, Jay. Goes both ways.
Yep. All right.
Also, so, Big Cat, I forgot to put this on my hot seat. Did you see Shailene Woodley just tear this guy a new asshole?
Oh, said it was Aaron Rodgers?
That's
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. What was the
someone made
backstory?
A post being like, this is Aaron Rodgers going to get coffee, and she took a screenshot of the post and just like, with seven different captions, dissected how it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it's John Wick.
Like, she's like, sorry to this man, Aaron Rodgers' feet are way bigger, like... Nice car, but Aaron Rodgers would never drive this. Like, just the guy was going to get a coffee and ended up on Shailene Woodley's Instagram with like a bajillion followers just getting roasted.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like what she was saying is like, this guy's got a small cock and his car sucks.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Fucked up.
She's ride or die. Aaron Rodgers should be in jail, though. My cool throne. So that was my hot seat. That was a combo hot seat. That was a crossover. That was like a passing the baton hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
My cool throne is, I don't know, we should do it for Monday reading, although we got to figure out how to do it correctly, but cheating on your wife is on the cool throne because Dan Orlovsky wrote a blog.
Yeah.
That's, we'll have to, we
I love it, this
it,
blog.
It's called 4 Ways to Avoid Temptation. Right now, it's the 5th way to avoid temptation of roasting this blog, so we're not going to do that. Dan's a very nice guy.
He is a good
very
person.
Very nice guy.
You know what he is? I mean this in a good way, not how the kids are. Dan's goofy.
He is
did he
a little
admit
goofy.
To cheating he's on his
no,
wife
he did not.
In the blog?
No, he showed you how to not, which also made me think, like, wait, have you or are you going to? Because anyone who's like, hey, here's how you don't cheat on your wife, it's like, wait, why'd you bring that up?
One thing I've been wondering frequently is, like, how do you leave your house and not sleep with a woman that's not your wife?
Well, I'll give you one tip, and maybe, you know what?
Let's read it.
All right, yeah, let's do a dramatic reading of it. I think, fuck it. And we do want to preface this by saying we have no...
No, I like Dan.
I don't hate Dan.
I like Dan a lot.
Somebody tagged me in it yesterday morning on Twitter. It goes, hey, PFT commenter, you just figured that you might want to read this blog about how to not jack off in a hotel room.
Oh, man. Let's read it on Friday. Let's read it on Friday because we got to do a real dramatic reading. We got to give it full time.
So how about everybody out there, do your homework.
Yeah.
Your assigned reading is to read the Dan Orlovsky blog.
I actually almost want to have him on to read it to us and just be like, Dan, what, you know.
Can we just read number three?
Yeah, number three. We'll just give a little taste. I'll just read one sentence.
Read the full focus. Read the whole paragraph.
When I'm traveling, I'm usually on the road with a group of people. Even in the studio, there are lots of people around, so I'll often go out with a group to enjoy dinner rather than be alone. We'll tour a stadium or finish more preparation for work. And when I say I'm with a group, I mean group. John Kitna taught me to never be one-on-one with a female.
The Mike Pence rule.
Yeah, because who knows? You might just fuck.
Yeah.
If
it ain't mother, I don't want it.
Every time, do this exercise. Try to be in a room alone with a female and just look at her and be like, wait, we have to fuck now because we're alone.
No, that's how humans work.
Yeah,
Big
right.
Cat, it's a natural drive towards procreation.
All right, so we'll save it for Friday. I do think Dan is like a nice guy and he means well, but it was just out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was, again, if all of a sudden I start walking around being like, you know, I don't cheat on my wife. Everyone would be like, what are you talking about, dude? Where's this coming from? So, fifth way to avoid temptation. We're going to save this for Friday.
I think we should start getting into the blog game of just like writing down tips on how to avoid jacking off in various scenarios. Because it wasn't just not sleeping with your wife. It's also when I'm alone in a hotel room, there's so much temptation for me to turn on my Wi-Fi and just go to town on myself, run out the back of my own end zone.
Do you know what we're going to do? We're going to do fantasy Dan Orlovsky's instead of fantasy fuckboys.
All right.
All right, Jake, your hot seat cool throw.
My hot seat's Eli Manning. When he gave out the double bird, it was revealed that he got three FCC complaints that came back, including one guy or woman, don't know who, a viewer from Tumwater, Washington, said he should be banned from the airwaves.
Tumwater?
Tumwater?
Yeah.
That means cum belly.
Yeah, Tumwater?
Yeah. So he's got to be more aware, I guess, in the next Manning cast.
Okay.
I like that. I like how Eli's turned into the wild card.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton Manning's gone corporate on us.
Mm-hmm.
Eli's the one that he'll say or do anything.
Fair. My cool throw in Steph Curry. Last year, you reminded us to respect Steph Curry.
Yep.
He dropped a 50-burger last night. 10 assists, NBA season high. Just a reminder, he's really good.
Also, did I see a stat that he was the oldest guy to ever drop a 50-burger?
Let me check.
I might have.
I think so.
I think I saw a stat like that.
I think oldest to score 50 and 10 assists.
Yeah, because I was going to say MJ definitely was older.
And he's 33, right?
Yeah, he's older than you think.
Breaking news, Steph Curry still good.
Yeah, but Steph Curry doesn't
oldest
feel
player
like
33. With 50 and 10 assists.
10 assists, yeah. I was going to say, there's definitely been older.
Yeah, 50. So respect Steph Curry.
Billy.
How are his shoes? Do his shoes still suck? Or are they goofy? I think he's got goofy shoes.
I can look into it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we ran through a lot of my hot seats. I knew that was going to happen. That's why I had the long list.
You're hella prepared.
Hella prepared. My hot seat is Elf on a Shelf.
Oh.
A judge in Georgia has issued a decree to make the Elf on the Shelf illegal in his county.
Why is that?
Because he thinks half the internet didn't think it was a joke and thought that the Elf on the Shelf should be banned because it's perpetuating state surveillance on children. And then the other were like,
brother.
Exactly. Then the other half were like, hey, Elf on the Shelf is really annoying and I don't have to move this elf every night for my kids. And my kids start crying if I don't move the elf.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, but is Santa really that different? The lie that we all tell kids about Santa. It's the biggest conspiracy in the entire world that adults actually get together and we're like, hey, we're going to tell our kids that there's this old dude that lives out of state that watches every single thing you do, so don't fuck around.
I always thought, though, Santa is more believable than the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny's like, hey, we got them to buy Santa. Let's fucking see how far we can take this.
Yeah, Easter Bunny was a heat check.
Dropping, like, poop, egg, chocolate poops?
Rabbits don't lay eggs.
Yeah, right.
People forget that.
Live birth.
Live birth.
That's true.
Cute little bunnies.
And my cool throw-in is Pardon My Take historians. Soon, Pardon My Take
500th episode.
NFTs. Yep. will be released. There'll be four NFTs in the 2016 collection that will be available for auction and soon.
Just so that everyone understands, this is one of those projects which Billy has done really good job being very proactive. I think PFT and I have both just like yesed it without ever looking at it, but I think it's going to be good. I know that there's been multiple times where Billy's like, hey, is this cool? And I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
It's an official part of my Take NFT. It is. It's been approved by us, but at the same time, we want to maintain enough distance from it so that if Billy accidentally screws it up, which I don't think you're going
no,
to.
No, I think he's not.
I think you've done your due diligence, but if it does go poorly, if
there's a layer.
I want to be able to be like, yeah, technically it was ours, but like, I don't know.
Billy.
That stuff doesn't come across
my desk.
So
just so you know, this is unfortunate for you, Billy, because if it's a success, we're taking credit, and if it's a failure, you're getting the blame.
That is 100%
okay,
fine. There's
beautiful.
A bunch of overlap between people who love NFTs and people who love Pardon My Take. So for those four people who end up with the NFTs, they will probably be very happy.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So, I think. How many NFTs are there?
Four.
We're only selling four of them.
Four.
Why don't we add something in, sweeten the pot a little bit to the people that do buy an NFT? So they get to like do some sort of experience, some sort of Part of My Take thing. Maybe they get to write a fantasy fuck lads or something like that.
Sure.
Or contribute.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
It's in the works, coming out soon. So
love
stay
it, Billy.
Posted.
Love the initiative. All Billy. Unless it's a success, then it was all us.
It's called management.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to our interviews. We got Patty the Batty and then DK Metcalf.
Patty the Batty is brought to you by...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Daddy.
Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest, our newest, I guess we'll say colleague, because we've signed a deal. He works with Barstool Sports. He is UFC fighter Patty the Batty. Patty, great to have you on. I fucking love the accent. You have kind of taken everything by storm. It's great that you're a part of Barstool Sports as well. Let's start, though, with the question I think everyone's wondering, the hair.
The lad back home, back in Liverpool, everyone calls this hair a cat wig.
The cat wig?
Cat wig.
Cat wig?
Yeah.
What
I like
that. Mean?
I like the cat wig.
Yeah.
Cat wig.
Yeah, yeah. What does cat wig mean?
In Liverpool, cat's a drug, and a lot of people who used to go out and sniff cats used to grow their hair and have big long hair like this. So
got it.
In Liverpool, it gets called a cat wig.
Like cat
ketamine.
Wig. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're stuck in
Liverpool,
the cave.
Yeah. In Liverpool, it gets called a cat wig.
The cat okay. wig. So, but I, the reason why I love it is it's got to feel extra bad, no pun intended there, when you get your ass kicked by a guy with your hair.
With a guy that looks like Mbop.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Someone
Hansen
that looks like
brother.
Hansen, lad.
Yes.
Or like Owen Wilson. Know what
so
I mean?
Is that on purpose? Like, I'm going to have my hair look so bad that when I kick the shit out of someone, they feel even worse.
Nah, it's not. You know, it's just years ago, I used to have a skinhead. I'd have like a 3 and a 2. So
okay.
Be shaved. And you can easily get a picture up on the internet of me there, like my first few pro fights and my amateur fights. I've got a short back and sad. But now, lad, I just look back at them pictures and like look and think... Fuck me, you had a big fod.
Yeah.
Me, like, me fod's about that big. Fucking, I've got an M-ed. It's just like, nah, the hair's better. Me missus won't let me cut my hair cut now. Like,
really?
Yeah, the missus is like, no, you're not cutting that hair.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
I like the hair. I think it gives it a distinctive look. Have you thought about
absolutely
having, like, actually in the front, using the bowl in the front to clip it across? The
no, fuck no. That. Don't need that. Lad, I don't even go to a barber's, lad. People go, oh, where's you? I go to a hairdresser's.
Oh,
lad,
okay.
I go to a barber's. I have to get the layers put in this, lad.
The hairdressers.
Yeah.
You have to tell me what the Rachel.
Yeah.
Layers,
yeah.
Lad.
I fucking love it.
Need the layers.
So how's the last, like, year? It feels like you've kind of blown up the last 6 months, year. Has it been crazy? I mean, you obviously have still a ways to go in your career as a fighter, but people are starting to notice you a lot more.
Yeah,
right?
It's went bananas since my UFC debut. You know what I mean? The UFC is a whole different kettle of fish. I've fought on the Cage Warriors since I was 18, and it's the biggest promotion in Europe. It's a massive promotion, but the UFC is just that next level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just that it's a whole different ball game, lad. There's so many more eyes on you. And
yeah.
I always said if you go back and find interviews and podcasts of me from before I fought in the UFC, I've always said, I'll have one fight, I'll have one interview, and everyone will know the body. And
it's kind of true.
It happened, lad.
Yeah.
I saw it coming, lad, and I know it's going to continue that way.
Got to keep winning.
I'm going to keep winning, lad.
Okay, fuck yeah.
That simple, lad.
Oh, that's the easy part.
Yeah, that's the easy bit. Keep winning, lad.
I'd say you being an electric personality is probably the easy part because
it is. That's just me. You know what I mean? You've got wankers like Colby who are fighting the weekend who put a big fucking persona on, lad. You know what I mean? He's a tool.
Yeah.
Did you know what you were going to say like in your post-fight interviews?
No,
when
everything
you know that
with me, it just comes off the tongue, lad.
You just go for it.
There's no feeling like when you've just knocked a man out and you're going sick. Like, I didn't plan on screaming Chris Williams boxing.
Uh-huh.
Know what I mean? That just come out of my mouth. And then everything that I said, it just come out. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
When you said that,
like war mode.
Yeah, Billy just nodded his head. He was like, yeah, there is no feeling like knocking a man out.
He's a fighter, too.
Billy's a fighter. Hank's also a fighter.
Is that rough and ready?
Yeah.
Lad, they were telling me about it before. Lad, that's a belter. I need in on that as a special guest referee, lad, one day. You know.
Why don't you just fight and knock someone out?
Knock everybody out.
That's fucking our last. Can't be doing that.
Maybe you fight like 10 people in a row and knock them all out. Like, Patty the Batty takes all comers.
Lad, if you just want me to, I will do it.
Okay. All right, that was an easy sell.
That was
a great negotiator.
I'm an employee now, lad. I'm an employee. Just tell me what
to
do.
What about fighting Billy?
If he wants to.
Okay, he does. He said that before. He's like, I'd like to fight Patty the Batty.
He said he outweighs you so he can beat you up. Yeah. That's how Billy judges
I don't think many people outweigh me at the minute, lads. I'm a little bit chubby.
Patty the Fatty.
Yeah. How much extra weight have you put on your fighting weight?
155.
And now, what are you?
When I got on my plane to come here to USA the other day, it was 190.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
that's significant.
That's fat man scoop at his finest. You know what I mean?
How long is it going to take you to drop those
pounds?
Well,
lad, that's what I mean. I've been staying in my manager's in San Diego, lad, and him and his wife have been cooking me healthy meals. I've been training. Lad, I've lost about £10 already.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just the first couple of pounds comes off me dead easy because I'm a fat bastard, lad. I love chocolate and desserts and cherry coke.
Oh, yeah. Cherry coke is the best. So when you're not training, it's like
when I'm not
up.
Training, I'm just a big fat cunt, lad.
Like Ricky Hatton.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need to swerve it. I'm on a swerve it the next few fights because next year someone's getting muftied in March. Then I'll probably go on a nice little.
Wait, what was that word you just said? Someone's getting what?
Muftied.
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 Someone's getting muftied.
Someone's getting
what
muftied.
What does that mean?
Fucked up.
Okay.
Someone's
like
getting
that.
Muftied in March.
Let's get muftied this weekend.
Yeah,
okay.
And then I'm going to have a little oldie with the missus probably, and then two other people are going to get their head smashed in before the year's out.
When you were growing up, did you know that you wanted to be a fighter, or were you like, I want to play soccer, I want to play football?
Well, everyone from Liverpool wants to be a football player.
Yeah.
Soccer for you, everyone. Everyone wanted to be Steven Gerrard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, so legend.
Everyone wanted to be Steven Gerrard.
When did you realize that you were better at just kicking the shit out of people?
Well, I realized I was shit at football when I was like 11, so I stopped playing that anyway and just started being a little shit by eyes, going around throwing stones at windows. And then I just started going to the gym when I was 15, and it was mad. I just started doing it, and when it comes to jiu-jitsu and on the grappling, I was like a natural.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I just took to it straight away, and I had to get used to the striking a lot more. But as soon as I had a fight, well, I'd done a tournament, I won that. I mean, as soon as I had a fight, there was no feeling like it. Like the only feel I haven't had a child, but the only feeling I can describe, which is like getting your hand raised inside the cage, is having a kid.
Yeah. I mean, these two guys did actually fight, and they, you know, obviously rough rowdies.
Well, better than sex.
Yeah, they're not. Obviously, it's not UFC, but they both described it as like the best night
ever.
It is.
There's no feeling like it, is there? When your hand gets raised, you're like, there's no feeling like it, lad. You just. It's like I was probably more aggressive after I won my last fight than I was in the fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just fucking screaming, going all tense, lad. I couldn't, oh, lads. I say it, I always say it, there's no feeling like it. It's the best feeling in the world.
How do you, so you're a huge Liverpool fan. Liverpool, Chelsea is going to be great with troops.
Arsenal,
sorry. Chelsea is...
Chelsea is top of the league at the minute.
Yeah, is the top of the league, yeah. Expressions, who we also hired. He's Tottenham. Yeah, he's Tottenham. So we're getting everything.
Ryan Whitney is Chelsea.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's living a life of misery. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, but Liverpool's like... This has been a recent, like, you guys were kind of the team that was always good but never great, but recently you guys have been great. Has it helped your...
We won the first league for 30 years, a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right. So has it helped your, like, day-to-day confidence? Are you walking around with your chest puffed out a little bit more now that your soccer club is actually good?
It's great just being able to walk around saying, we are the best team in the world. What?
Yeah.
Because we are.
Well, you could do that anyway because no one would fuck with you anyway. I don't think you needed Liverpool.
No, but now, lad, you can just... Like, we are, like, at the minute, the best team in the world. And it's fucking great to watch, lad.
Yeah.
And we've got the best player in the world at the minute in Mohamed Salah.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Do the hooligans ever recruit you and they're like, hey, Paddy,
can you come out
with us?
Someone else said this to me the other night about hooligans. That doesn't happen no more, you know.
There's no hooliganism.
You think of Green Street, aren't you?
No, yeah. not necessarily Green Street. I have seen.
No, you've seen fights and that, but instance, nowadays, lad, there's that much money involved. It's like the NFL here. There's that much money involved in like soccer back home. Anything like that, lad, people just get jail.
Yeah.
Like if you have a fight or a football match, now you're getting a minimum 5 years.
So no one's bringing the darts into the stadiums anymore?
No, nothing like that. None of that shit, lad.
I just like the name hooligans, though.
Yeah,
you have to agree,
belter.
Hooligan is a belter of a name.
Like years ago in like the 80s and that, firms used to meet up with each other and have proper fights.
Yeah.
They did. Like Liverpool fans would meet, like say United fans, and they'd have a proper fight on a field. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But nowadays you can't get away with it, so no one does it.
Is Klopp just like a god in Liverpool?
Klopp is the only person I think if I bump into, I'll be starstruck.
Really? Not... What about like...
John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon would actually fuck you up, wouldn't
he's
it?
He's dead, though.
Yeah, no, but
that's what I'm saying. It would fuck you up.
That's on a different scale.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He's right.
He's right.
All right.
John Lennon would definitely be... I would be the most shocked if I saw John
If we're
John
going
Lennon.
Off alive people, the only person I'd really seriously think I'd be starstruck with would be Jürgen Klopp.
Really?
I'd be like...
He's so awesome.
He's like
the
Messiah. He's on the T-shirt, lad.
Oh, yeah, there he is. I just love the way he...
He's the Messiah, lad.
Like, runs up and down and just so...
He's the boy.
Every fucking... He lives and dies with every moment.
He does. Yeah. And he does it on a budget, where other managers now have just got a blank checkbook. Yeah. He can buy who he wants. We have to sell to buy.
Well, you guys have a lot of money, too.
But because the owners own the Boston Red Sox, don't they?
Yeah, and the, they have racing...
They have the same sort of style, don't they, where they won't buy anyone unless they sell people first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess there are a few teams out there that it's literally actually unlimited money.
Yeah, it is. Like, have you just seen the new owner of
Newcastle? Yeah.
Why didn't he buy us?
Yeah. When do they start spending that money? Newcastle,
it's
like,
crazy
they
how much money he has.
Yeah, they haven't cut a check yet, have they?
No, because they can't. Transfer window doesn't open until January.
Yeah.
Okay. So they can't buy anyone, yeah. I read something saying that Newcastle, he bought them for $300 million and in 24 hours, he'd got that back in interest. That's how much money that fella has.
Jesus. Yeah.
Why would you not own every sports team?
Exactly. Why would you own, like, a baseball team, an NFL team?
Yeah.
You'd own a NASCAR team, an F1 fucking team if you had that much money.
Are you an F1 fan?
Nah.
Oh, we're big F1
fans. I want to go to Silverstone. Like, Silverstone's meant to be brilliant. It's meant to be a boss little weekend.
Yeah.
But, one of me, like, sporting heroes is a former F1 driver, but none of them are about now.
Yeah.
The last 5 seconds, I don't think I got... Can you repeat that? I don't think I got any of that.
One of his buddies?
Yeah.
No, one of me, like, sporting heroes.
Sporting heroes.
Okay, got
is
it.
An F1 driver.
Who?
Senna.
Senna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you a rugby fan?
No.
Oh.
Is it coming
We're
home?
Big rugby fans.
No.
It's not coming home?
No, it's never coming
home.
It
almost came home.
No, it's never coming
home. Oh, you're down on the English national team. Why?
I don't like them.
Why?
Because they hate Scousers. They hate people from Liverpool, and week in, week out, they sing about people from Liverpool badly.
So explain that. Explain the dynamic of Liverpool versus the rest of England. Are you guys looked down upon?
I think we are, yeah. We say Scouts not English, and the rest of the country don't like that. Know what I mean? They're like, oh, they want us to be with them when it comes to stuff like that. Oh, no, no, what do you mean Scouts not English? But then when we say Scouts not English, they're like, what do you mean, what do you mean? But then when it's the other way round and they want nothing to do with us and they're laughing at us, it's all right. Know what I mean?
Got it.
Like, I've seen videos of at a national tournament, England fans singing, "We all hate Scousers, we all hate Scousers."
Mm-hmm. And they're talking directly about Liverpool.
Talking about Liverpool fans, yeah, basically.
Liverpudlians.
Yeah. Huh.
So what's the word?
Even on this top here,
Scousers.
It says there, on that there, it says if they don't want to sing the Queen's anthem, then I don't want them to. Know what I mean? I won't tell them to sing the Queen's anthem,
mm-hmm,
and we don't.
You don't?
No.
Whoa.
Why would I sing God Save the Queen, lad?
Interesting. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know any of this.
Why would I say
Prince Philip fans, but not the Queen.
Yeah, R.I.P. Prince Philip's funny. Like,
he was a huge fan of this show.
Yeah.
Huge fan of this show.
He would call in all the time, yeah, guys on chicks.
Mm-hmm.
I've read some stuff about him. What is hilarious, lad? What, you're just laughing your head off. Like, how did he say that? Did he really say that? He's just like a blooper reel, him, lad.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's dead now. Yeah,
yeah, he's dead now.
If he was here, would you be surprised? Would you be starstruck?
No, I wouldn't be starstruck at all.
I'd be surprised if Prince
Philip seen the Queen and she was the way you're sitting now, I wouldn't even ask her for a picture.
That's actually, it's not too dissimilar than Troops. Troops says that the only one he fucks with is the Queen Mum, who's now passed. He liked her.
Well, I don't like any of the royal family.
None of them.
Can you explain the royal family to Americans? Because when I think of them,
the royal family
like mascots
is mad, lad. It's proper mad because they get paid for who they are.
Yeah.
Right.
To just exist.
They're
like, these are the people that we give all our money to and all our attention
to. We pay loads of taxes and like, yeah, let's get our house fixed up.
It's like a built-in reality show.
Yeah.
For the country. It's something that everybody can talk about down at the coffee shop. Like, oh, did you see what Kate's wearing today?
Lad,
wow,
mad.
Pip, his ass got big. That sort of thing. Right?
Yeah. Like, lad, the tabloids by ours are a joke. The news in the UK is an absolute joke.
Yeah. Are you ever in them?
No, don't think so. I fucking hope not anyway. Fuck them.
Yeah. It might be good publicity, though. Like, if you're trying to sell interest
in the fight. As they say, any publicity is good publicity, as they say, like, but... Nah, I hate the tabloids. There's one newspaper I hate more than any as well.
What's that? The Sun.
Horrible, dirty wrongins. The worst newspaper going.
Really?
The Sun. Yeah, that's the Sun. The one...
Pieces of shit.
Why? They just...
After the Hillsborough disaster, they said that it was the Liverpool fans' fault.
So for people who don't know, there was actually a 30 for 30 on it, but it was like 91 people.
96, but it's now 97. People. Someone who had injuries from the event has now died. Since,
oh, wow.
So it's now 97.
97 people died at a Liverpool game when basically like the gates...
The gates got opened.
Opened, and like there was a crush of people.
But
people
it was
got
the
literally
police,
trampled to
the
death.
Police there, they didn't... The stadium wasn't...
Where's it, Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, the stadium was too small to do this game.
Right.
It was a semi-final. The stadium was too small. They shouldn't have done it there. The police chief there also, it was his first ever time doing something at this ground, so he didn't know what he was doing. So he just said, open all them gates. Loads of people have went in, and obviously what happened happened.
Yeah.
But the Sun newspaper brought newspapers out saying that Liverpool fans were pissing on their own fans that were on the floor dead. They were robbing their pockets.
Jeez.
It was all our fault. And the whole country went with it. The whole country went with it and labelled us all, stuff like that. You know what
I
mean?
I didn't realise
there was... And that's another reason why we say Scouts not English.
Yeah, I didn't realise there was this, like, divide. That's interesting, though. Chip on your shoulder kind of thing.
Not even a chip on your shoulder. Just fuck the rest of them, lad.
I like that. That is a chip on your shoulder. Yeah.
Fuck
it's
them.
Like the definition of a chip on your shoulder.
I like the, what, Scousers?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking up what Scouse was. Do you know what Scouse was? Where the name comes from?
No, I don't.
It was a stew... That was made
we have Scouse. We still eat it to this day. Scouse.
Yeah. Biscuit and fish.
Well, now it has like, we have like some sort of meat in it, so like lamb or beef, and then like potatoes and all your veg in that. It's heavy with some crusty bread.
That sounds good to me. I'm a big soup guy, so I like
that
the
with some crusty bread, lad. Tiger bread.
Have you seen any of the videos of the Wigan food?
Wigan food?
Yeah. Is it, am I pronouncing it? W-I-G-A-N.
Yeah, Wigan.
Wigan
yeah.
food.
Lad in Wigan, they just put everything on a bomb.
Yeah, it's actually very funny. There's this one guy that he goes on this tour of these small towns in England, and he goes up to, I guess, try some of the local food up there. And they just take bread.
Yeah, a bomb. That's
a
bomb.
They take a bomb.
And put a pie on it.
Yeah.
They'll put a pie on a bam and just eat it like a burger. And you're like, what the fuck are you just doing?
And the sauce they put on is called sometimes pee wet. And if you don't know what pee wet is, it's just literally the water that peas sit in. So just scoop out some pee water and then just dump that across the bam.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
Oh,
I love
man.
British food. I feel like British food gets a bum rap sometimes. But
what type of British food do you like, though? Like, so, no, what you just don't have over? You just don't have a Sunday roast, do you?
I don't mind
explain
a Sunday
that.
Roast.
Yeah. Every Sunday, like in England, well, in the UK, you'll have like a Sunday roast. So you'll have roast potatoes or your veg, like a type of meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A Yorkshire pudding.
Italian, like, Sunday gravy, they'll do.
Yeah, it'd have gravy on it as well. Yeah, it has gravy on
it
as well.
Which is not the same gravy that you're talking about. It's gravy like pasta sauce.
Like proper gravy.
Yeah. That Italians call pasta sauce gravy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they do.
Oh, yeah, like, what was he saying? One of the lads said before when I went on the other, on the mush one. What did he say?
Don't listen to him.
Called it something.
He might have called it gravy.
Nah, it sounded like vodka.
Oh, yeah, there's a vodka sauce.
That's sauce. What he was talking about, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but I like British food. I like the fish and chips.
Fish and chips
I like
heavy.
The meat pies. Meat pies are legendary. And if you stick with normal stuff, you're probably going to have a good meal.
Yeah, one of the biggest ones what we eat in Liverpool is salt and pepper chicken.
Ooh.
It's on salt and pepper chicken.
Yeah.
I mean,
chicken breadcrumbs around it, taste of salt and pepper. Oh, lad. You're eating it like that. It's fucking heavy.
All right, well, this has been awesome, man. Everyone go follow Patty the Batty, by the way. Patty the Batty UFC on Instagram. Is it the same on Twitter?
Who are you fighting next?
No, it would have been the same on Twitter, but Instagram banned me fucking first account, didn't they?
Oh,
you bums.
Shit.
So it's a new Instagram. But
Patty the Batty on Twitter.
Yeah, it's Patty the Batty on Twitter, and Patty it had to be Patty the Batty UFC on me Instagram now because the... They legged me on my old one.
Yes. So go follow him.
Who are you fighting next?
No idea, yeah. As you said, Dana said before, lad, think they're going to come back to the UK in March. I'll more than likely be on that.
Hell yes.
And you're going to see the best walkout you have ever seen in your entire lives.
Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
Ever.
Yes. So you got to be rooting for Patty the Batty because you'll also be on some streams with us. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to, lad. Troops, I feel sorry for you in a few weeks, lad, because... Chicken Tikka Mo is going to score at it against Arsenal. It's going to be proper Arlas.
And it's also interesting. I don't understand what you just said, but it's interesting because Troops is, you know, he walks around like he's a big tough guy. You are a tough guy. I don't know.
Nah, I met him the other week, to be honest, when we done the little pictures of the stair dance, lad. He had me in bitch, you know.
Okay, all right.
He's hilarious, lad.
You got to really stick it to him if Liverpool starts, you know.
Oh, no, lad, I'm going to probably feel very sly on him because... We are the best team in the world at the minute.
Right.
And Arsenal, give them the due. They lost the first three games, and then since then they haven't lost. They've got 17 points out of 21.
Yeah.
Won 5 through 2. So they're doing well, but they haven't played the mighty Reds.
No. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. You never walk alone.
You don't, lad, when you're a Liverpool fan. You don't.
Do you know what it was? It was I started liking Liverpool because of the Suarez song, the...
They've got Salah, da 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 da. Oh, money, da 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 da.
That's not the
Suarez one. What was the Suarez one?
The Torres one used to be the best back. Luis Suarez. Yeah, that's an old one. That
I loved that one.
The best one now is the Bobby one. Si, señor.
What's that?
Si, señor. Give the ball to Bobby and he will score.
Ooh.
There's something that the cop wants you to know.
Who comes up with these?
Best in the world, and it's Bobby Firmino. Well, lad, one of my mates, Jamie, he's brought albums out now. He's got two albums out now, to be honest, lad. He's a boss singer-songwriter, but before he got into doing his own songs, he was making Liverpool songs, and we have, if he gets them up on the YouTube there, Liverpool Boss Nights, lad, some crowds there going absolutely...
It's
nuts,
the best. It lad. Really is. Like, I remember finding that Luis Suarez song and watching a bar just go nuts about it.
Lad, you'll find the Boss Night on there. Boss Night. And Jamie done it before Liverpool won the Champions League in Madrid. To the square, in Madrid Square, 60,000 people. He played all these Liverpool songs. You can type it in, lad. It's special. I've got goosebumps now thinking
Hell
about
yes.
it, lad.
Know do people mean? Do people still, like... fuck with the Beatles in Liverpool?
Yeah, it's just still legendary. Listen to the Beatles, yeah. Obviously. Yeah, people still listen to the Beatles. It's got to even more so now because I'm the fifth Beatle.
You're the fifth Beatle?
Yeah.
Not Pete
Best. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm the blonde Beatle. Lad.
Okay, I like
he
that.
He had to take over America like they did.
It's Batty Mania.
It is, lad. It's Batty Mania. It's going to go off.
Get ready.
When Luis Suarez was playing for you guys, be honest, you kind of liked it when he would bite people, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a scouser, lad.
Yeah.
He's doing anything for his team. You know what I mean? He's one of them.
Uh-huh.
When he plays for your team, you love him. Yeah. When he plays for someone else, you hate him. Like, lad, Liverpool played last night and he played against us. He plays for Atletico Madrid. So he played against us last night and he got booed at Anfield.
Yeah, but you still kind of miss him.
Yeah,
you
still kind of. I'd still take him back now.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. He's still, even though he's 34, 30, something like that, lad.
He's a finisher.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He knows where the onion bag is, lad. He puts the ball in the net.
I like that.
He's clinical.
Last question, Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi.
Fuck yes. Messi. Thank you. That's the correct side of history.
Ronaldo's man-made with Messi's
tapping king.
God-given talent. Yes. Messi is just...
Oh, I like that. Man-made versus God-given.
It is, lad. It is. Like, Ronaldo's work for everything himself, lad, where Messi was just given that talent, where when he's got that ball at his feet, it's like it's super glued to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, Paddy, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me, boys. See you soon.
Yeah.
Paddy the Baddy is brought to you by our great friends.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, we now welcome on a very special guest. It is recurring guest, my friend, PFT's frenemy, DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks. DK, good to see you. We want to catch up with you. It's been a while. I don't know what you've got on your mind right now. I wanted to ask you to start. Is Russell Wilson 100% back? Because his succession video was very weird, and I don't really understand it.
Yeah, he practiced yesterday. He's back. He was taking reps with the team, so yeah, he's back.
Did you? Anyone ask like why? Because the theme song to Succession is great, but it made no sense when he put it on.
All right, to be honest, I didn't watch the video. I've been on and off social media past couple weeks. Yeah. So.
Oh really? Why? Yeah. What happened? Any failed threesomes or foursomes?
No, I mean, nothing happened. I mean, I just, you know, take a little time to detox, you know.
Yeah, it's good. That's healthy, that's smart, I think, to smart. Just kind of take a step away from it.
But I did notice something, though, like, PFT, you want to follow me on Instagram?
Oh.
What, did I? I don't think I ever followed you on Instagram, DK.
Hey.
Wow. No, that's Cap. It's Cap. I never followed you on Instagram. I follow you on Twitter, twitter.com.
But we've had a couple of exchanges on Instagram, but you had to unfollow me?
Yo, you got to work to get that follow.
I just need to know, did I hurt your feelings?
You never hurt my feelings. I thought it was interesting. Right, well, if you want to get into it, I thought it was interesting a couple weeks ago when you were playing against the Saints and you got absolutely bitch-punked by Marcus Lattimore.
Woo!
He was throwing
you. What?
Bitch-punked.
Yeah, bitch-punked.
BP'd. You know,
it's
about
a new NFT out.
Yeah, you were
getting bitch-punked.
You were getting thrown around. I saw you throwing your hands up. Like, that dude, you outweigh him by probably 40 pounds, 6 inches, and he was just throwing you all around the yard.
For real? I thought my acting skills were great, so I thank you for that, that compliment. That was my goal.
Hamming it up a little bit. That's where you go. That's the party line?
Yeah.
What is it about the Saints cornerbacks? Because I noticed that they tend to get into fights against everybody. Is that just known across the league? Like, hey, CeeDee Deuce, Lattimore, they're going to talk a lot of shit?
I mean, yeah, of course they're going to talk stuff to me, but I'm not a very confrontational person. You know, as you can see, you know, when we've had our little exchanges, but you know, sometimes I get in a mode to where I'm not taking anything, you know?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll follow you. I'll follow you on Instagram right now.
Oh, I've already unfollowed you. So
all right,
no
fine.
Point.
I'm out too. Actually, no, I'm going to follow you and then I'm going to hit you up and bitch to you about you not following me on Instagram. Let's see, DK Metcalf. Did you block me? No, there you are.
Oh, wow. Don't do that.
DK, I got a question about the neon green jerseys, because we get excited when you guys wear them. Does it actually change how you guys play?
No, but they some of my favorite jerseys. I love that.
So maybe a little extra extra like boost in your step when you put them on, because they we think that Color Rush does make teams play better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, of course. And then it's on prime time. So, I mean, I absolutely love the Color Rush. I love the green. I'm already asking, could we wear them again already this year? So
love it.
Okay. Hopefully that gets done.
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking how you decide which color hair you're going to go with on a week-to-week basis. Is it like game day you decide, or is it like a mood ring? Like, I'm angry DK today, so I'm going to wear the purple.
I wake up and I'm like, yeah, I want that color, but I haven't changed colors this year, so I don't plan on it. What about you and that hairstyle?
No, if I shower, then I don't wear a hat. And if I don't shower, then I put a hat on.
But like, is the man bun working out for you? Like,
no, nothing works out for me, honestly. Like, I'm trying to minimize just looking like an idiot at all times. It's my life.
Really? Yeah.
When you're playing and you're playing poorly, do you think that, hey, maybe I should stop fucking over my fantasy owners?
Just to be clear, whenever I'm out there and I do play poorly or not to my standard, it's not on purpose. You feel me? So, mm-hmm.
Right.
I really don't have any say so in that. My fantasy owners, you know, I love them. I appreciate y'all for picking me up, but you know, we can't be great every week, you know.
Okay, but like some guys are great every week. So,
who?
Like, I don't know. Tyreek Hill scores like every single week. Cooper Kupp scores every single week.
Christian McCaffrey,
Stephon Diggs.
Christian McCaffrey just got back.
Yeah, but when he's playing, he's always good. I would rather you be injured severely and not scoring so that you're not in my starting lineup than be in my starting lineup and goose.
Oh, do you have me on your fantasy team?
No, of course not. I don't even follow you on Instagram. Why would I have you on my fantasy team?
I'm pretty sure y'all do like a little fantasy, you know, around the office. Who has me on their fantasy team?
I don't know. I don't have you on either of my fantasy teams. Not that anyone cares. I do have Russell Wilson. And I didn't even pick up Geno. I just kept starting Russell Wilson, and it actually worked out.
Did you see Russell Wilson's little warm-ups that he was doing before games?
Oh, yeah.
When he was taking mental reps and going out on the field doing a fake huddle out there?
Do you think it was fucked up that they videotaped that? Like, I can't believe they got that on video.
He was doing it at practice, so it was nothing new on game day.
Yeah. But, so, like, yeah. Was he embarrassed? Like, he didn't want video to get that.
Oh, you have to understand, that's Russ. Like, when you understand that that's Russ, then – it's not surprising, or it's not like, oh, what the fuck is he doing? Like, that's Russ.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. He's a great quarterback. He's going to take mental reps. So that's his mental reps.
What's the mood right now with Russ coming back? Because you guys, the NFC is tough. Like, there's a lot of good teams in the NFC. You guys have basically no margin for error. Like, how are you guys feeling overall? Is like, hey, can we get back in this thing? Do we need Odell Beckham? Do you want Odell Beckham? It's a three-part question.
I'd love to have Odell on our team. That's like my big brother. But yeah, the NFC is hard. You know, you got to come to play every week. But we're gonna take it one game at a time, man. I'm not looking forward to, you know, the 2 weeks down the road. I'm looking forward to the Packers and you know, playing that game in Lambeau.
Are you you concerned that maybe Aaron Rodgers is gonna give you COVID when you're there?
Yeah, he's killed a lot of people.
No, he should be good by the time we play. And I'm not on defense. I'm not tripping.
Oh, so you're not going to be captain?
You said what?
Are you going to be captain?
No, I'm not. No.
Why is that? Why do you think your teammates haven't voted you to be a captain?
Because we have Russ and Bobby as our captains. Mm. Yeah. And it's pretty clear cut.
They could probably make an exception if they really wanted to. If they're like, hey, this guy's
a
good leader.
People look at me as a leader and a captain on the team. But
do I they? Just do yes. they? When you get like unsportsmanlike penalties and stuff, do they?
When did I get an unsportsmanlike?
Yeah, when you went crotch first into the goalpost, remember that? Mm-hmm. Hurt your team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was 2 weeks ago. I told you I don't look in the past like that, bro.
Oh, okay.
That was 2 weeks ago. I'm not worried about that.
I noticed you put on a little razzle-dazzle a couple weeks ago. Geno hit you, and you took, I think, a full step to the side before you ran 70 yards directly down the field. Is that something you've been working on?
Yeah. He's laughing.
No,
I mean, I
saw it. I pulled up the dot. You ever watch the dots that people put on Twitter?
I saw what you did. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah, it was a
little
bit good.
Of a cut. You made a little cut. Have you?
Of course, I've been working on it.
Yeah. What's the hardest part about turning?
That turn? It wasn't a turn.
No, I'm just asking in general. What's the most challenging part about going slightly sideways?
I can turn better than you, so that's saying a lot.
That's bullshit. Yeah. Again, that's cap.
You're supposed to be like faster than me, right?
Yeah, I am. I am faster than you. We have the video evidence to prove it. I noticed that you are playing against Washington.
What y'all did not
team.
Do is put out the whole video. So you really just hold me on that one because you're supposed to put out the whole video.
Put out the finish. The finish line.
No.
If I know the important parts about racing.
I walked out of the office and you were explaining, all right, we're going to run a lap. And I'm like, okay, bet. I'm sitting there listening. Then you just take off. Like, what?
He won.
I don't think about the past, DK. I don't even remember that.
He won.
You know what? I actually bet you that I could beat you race walking.
No.
You ever
do
that?
Do you have on knee pads right now with those pants?
Knee pads? No, man. This is Umbro. It's called fashion.
Okay? I don't know.
I could. Without a doubt,
you're lacking
you.
In that department.
I could, without a doubt, beat you speed walking. I think that that's a sport that I've yet to tap into.
Those pants on, I highly doubt that.
Aerodynamic.
I'm not looking at anybody that's wearing those pants.
They cut through the air. Oh, shit. Adam Schefter just tweeted, breaking news, per Adam Schefter, Seattle Seahawks have claimed former Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham off waivers. Big bro.
We're not claiming him off waivers.
Oh,
you, okay.
This is like an hour. This is like 30 minutes before the waiver. So, okay, interesting.
So you do know, breaking news per DK Metcalf, you've already been told you're not claiming him.
Interesting.
Everybody knows nobody's claiming him off waivers.
Oh, so that's collusion.
That's a given.
Good point. Good point, Big
Listen,
Cat.
Let's get this interview back on track because you and PFT are, you know, he asks insult questions. It's not fair. I love having you on the show. I was wondering. Have you ever been part of a Hail Mary on the football field? Because I know you tried that Hail Mary when you texted that chick when you had brought two other chicks home. And you're like, why don't you circle back and we'll have a threesome or foursome, I guess it would be. So have you ever done that Hail Mary in a football game?
Hail Mary? No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But
all right.
Next question, though.
Yeah, I had your back in that whole situation, by the
way.
We
all had your back.
I had your back.
All right. You're supposed to be the mediator.
I'm sorry. I did have your back in that situation. That was just a layup. I had to ask it
I
that
think
way.
It's total bullshit what she did. They're sex-shaming you. I don't think that you'll find a red-blooded American male that has a problem with it. It's bullshit that they put that out there. All right, we'll get it back on track. We do this sometimes in our interviews. It's questions from a first grader. So we have Miss Joy. She teaches a first grade class in Dripping Springs, Texas, and sometimes she sends us questions that they have when we have superstar athletes on. So first question, this is from Timmy in Dripping Springs. DK, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue, not action green. Okay.
No, it's blue, yeah.
All right, this one's
What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color?
Action green.
Mine's action green. I like, yeah. Seahawks colors, you know.
Lying. What's your favorite color, PFT?
Gray. Me and Dak Prescott. Birds of a feather.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. My second question, this is from Linda. DK, what's a Seahawk?
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Simple answer. Third question, this one is from Allison. DK, do you like it when you get triple teamed? On the football field?
Who's coming up with these questions? This
no,
is
first
not
graders. First graders.
That was from Allison.
First graders.
She wants to know if you like getting triple teamed.
First graders. Someone else is open.
on the football field.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't. Somebody else is open. Yeah, big cat. You explain.
Yeah. Someone else is open. That helps, right?
Somebody else is open.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of energy I need, big cat.
Yeah,
right
there we go. I got you. Tell me, give me a score prediction for the Egg Bowl this year. Because Ole Miss is, I hope Lane stays there. The Ole Miss has got some swag right now. Even the tweet that they had to delete and apologize for going after Hugh Freeze, which was very funny. What do you think about the Egg Bowl this year? You think Ole Miss
Egg
is
Bowl,
gonna...
I think it's going to be like 60 to 14.
What?
Yeah, we're going to blow Mississippi State out.
Okay, I got a real question, actually. This is because, obviously, you didn't play for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, but you watched their games and playing in the NFL. Do you think there's a point where going for it on fourth down is too much because you need to, like, almost it deflates the defense. Like, I've seen Lane Kiffin, sometimes he'll go for it on fourth down. It's like, if they just kicked a field goal or punted there, maybe their defense gets a little bit of confidence back.
You know what I got to say to that? He's a head coach for a reason, and I'm a football player for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't aspire to be a head coach. That's, you know.
Oh, no, I can't be. No, I'm not going to be a
Why
coach,
not?
Because of kids like me.
That's a great answer.
If I had to deal with myself on a daily basis, I would not do it.
What would you do if one of your players pretended to pee like a dog after they scored a touchdown?
I would love it. I like that type of stuff. I was thinking about doing it again this week, though.
Yeah, you should do it.
You should. The new taunting rules, who cares? They're gonna call you for anything.
Bro, they're not taking it easy with these fines, so no.
What if you're up by 30 points, though? 30 points in the fourth quarter, you catch a touchdown. 30 points
or $7,000?
We can do a GoFundMe for your fine.
All right, so you make the GoFundMe, send me the link, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do that.
It's easy. You promise you'll do the peeing. The peeing dog.
I'll make a GoFundMe to where you can cut that shit off your head.
Okay, so you'll do the peeing dog, though.
How about this? How about if you do the peeing dog, we'll set up a GoFundMe, and we'll pay the fine to a charity of your choice.
Sounds good.
We'll match it. But you got to do the pissing dog.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
How much is the fine?
If I do that, it's probably going to double. So it's going to be like 25 the second time.
I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Whoa. We don't have to pay for the second one. Like, it's your fault that you already got one. So we'll pay the difference.
That's still a lot of – that's $18,000.
$18,000? Okay, all right. So we'll pay $18,000, not $25,000, though.
All right, bet. $18,000.
Okay. Yeah, well, how does that work? Do you cut a check or do they just take that out of your game check?
No, you don't even see it. They take it out of your game check.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit. Where does that money go?
Who knows? They say it's for charity, but I have no idea. Everybody's getting fined now.
Yeah, and you appeal it, but I feel like appeals never go through. I just keep appealing it. Take it to the Supreme Court.
I just got out two different appeal phone calls today.
How does that appeal process go? Are you like, come on, man, it was funny?
They're annoying.
Yeah. Speaking of annoying, do you ever get mad when Pete Carroll is just constantly establishing the run and he won't throw the ball?
No, I mean, whatever it takes to win. I love Pete.
Yeah.
What about his twin brother?
He got a twin?
Hell yeah. You never seen him?
You're lying.
Nope.
I couldn't even believe I almost fell for that.
Not lying at all.
I cannot believe I almost fell for
that. I haven't found him yet, but I'm convinced he's got a twin brother.
Pete does not have a twin brother.
He's got a brother.
Yeah, he does have a brother.
Who looks a lot like him. So
where are you getting this?
So much so, you could see that they might be twins.
I think Big Cat one day just invented the fact that Pete Carroll had a twin brother, and he's just convinced himself that it's so hard.
Like, people search for Sasquatch. I'm looking for Pete Carroll's twin brother. I'm going to get him.
Does he?
If he throws his gum on the side of the wall on the street when he's walking, that's Pete's brother.
Yeah, no, sure. I'm going to get the DNA test. I'll test it, and then I'll find a match.
Yeah, let me know because I need to harass him about something.
Does he chew gum even when he's not on a practice field or in a stadium? Like when he's just walking through the hallways at your training facility?
He has a big jar of gum everywhere, like everywhere around the facility. He's always chewing gum.
Is it double bubble?
Take it out and then just throw it. Which is, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how sanitary that is.
It's littering. Is it double bubble though?
It's the yellow and blue. Hubba, is it Hubba Bubble?
Hubba Bubble, double bubble?
Yellow and blue. Is that Juicy Fruit? No, Hubba Bubble?
No, it's the small that's twisted up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
How much? How much do you bench?
What are y'all typing? Like,
double bubble.
I'm searching DK Metcalf text to thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no, that story is still online. I was checking to see. I thought it had maybe been deleted. It's still there.
What?
No. Nothing. Listen, I don't want to get into it. The past is in the past. We don't think about the past.
Why do you keep bringing it up, bro?
Very mean to bring it up.
Honestly, if that's the worst scandal that you're known for is like, oh, he had a threesome instead of a foursome.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fucking good way to
go
down.
He thought one night, like, hey, why not? Why not just take a crazy shot here? I mean, that's it. Yeah. So every now, you're the guy who, like, to bring it back to fantasy, who will send the trade offer. Like, I'll trade you like Tony Pollard for Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't know, maybe he'll click a button and accidentally accept this. Who knows?
How much do you bench these days, DK?
Bench?
Yeah.
Around the same. I think I've went up a couple pounds. What did Aaron Donald say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. So
I can't remember.
I still think that he could bench press more
500.
Than
500. 500, yeah, or something.
You wrote DK was like 315.
Oh. Yeah, no, you don't have it. You don't have that.
Like 360? 365?
You don't have that. No chance. Ooh. You don't. 365, you don't have it. Too much
muscles.
I'm
not about to get into it with you. We're
yeah,
good.
All right. You're right. I'm supposed to be on your side. Good. All right. I have one last question. It's the Roback question. Use code PFT on Roback.com for 20% off your first purchase. Q-Zips, hoodies, and they just dropped new gear for the fall for our guest today, you, DK. We'd like to gift you a Roback performance hoodie on us. Use code PFT on Roback.com for 20% off your first purchase, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. Use code PFT. All right, my last question. We've had a debate on this show. Weather, rain, wind, Seattle. How much does it affect the game when there's like you had that Monday night game? It was raining so hard. How much does it affect the game?
I believe it affects the coaches more than anything.
Really?
Yeah, because it affects their play calling and how they see the game. But to me, I don't think it affects that much.
Right, but it does affect the play calls that go in. So it means that teams are less likely to score as many points, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody's gonna run the ball.
So if it's like crazy Pacific Northwest rain, you still feel confident in everything you're doing?
I mean, I can't say it because we've had some rain games to where we've still thrown the ball a lot, especially up here. So, I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how practice goes that week, or you know what the coach feels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you give us a prediction for this weekend's game? A guarantee.
Of what?
What the final score is going to be? Seahawks-Packers.
Seahawks-Packers. And Green Bay is going to be cold. I say 27-18.
Packers.
No, Seahawks. Let's go, DK. I need you to beat the Packers.
Specify.
Please beat the Packers.
27-18 Seahawks.
And DK is going to score two touchdowns for Allison in Dripping Springs, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to score two touchdowns and do a Lambo leap. I'm just playing.
Oh, you should. You should. For everyone who has you in fantasy, start them.
You're going to lift your leg up.
They may throw beer on me. I'm not doing that.
You're going to lift your leg up, and you're going to do the Lambo leak.
Yeah.
Lambo leak.
Yep. Yes. And we are going to do a GoFundMe, and whatever it ends up at, we will chip in.
We'll send it to Charity.
Yeah,
is that her name? Is
the rest.
Charity, is that with an I or with a Y?
You have to make the GoFundMe before Sunday. So I could have a visual.
Okay.
We'll make it, but then if you don't do it, then all the money goes to you?
No, I mean, if I see it, if I know something's going to happen, then, you know, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
You have my word.
It'll go to charity.
Okay.
Yes.
Put her through school.
Perfect. All right, DK, thanks as always, man. We appreciate you joining us. Best of luck rest of the season. We'll have you on again before the end of the season. Hoping you guys get back in the playoff race.
I might go down to D.C. when you play the football team, because I think that's a primetime game, right?
It's a Monday night game.
We'll have to do a race walk.
All right, bet. And I need a hoodie.
We'll get you a hoodie. We'll get you a part of my take.
Perfect.
Hoodie.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, man, bud. I'll holler at
you. See you, DK.
See ya.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheez's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Cheez.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show with Guys on Chicks. Any show notes? Oh, Rob Lowe on Friday. Gonna be great. Gonna be unbelievable. And that's
Hank, we didn't talk about this at all today.
Well, I was gonna start with this show note. Something we have to get to the bottom of. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Oh, the fart?
Oh, we can talk about the fart. I was going to talk about something. Let's go fart first.
Yeah,
let's
no,
go
no, fart first. Say, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Ben Simmons wants to be a Celtic.
That's just not true. You guys didn't read the article.
Reports?
You read the tweets,
there were
not the article.
Of course I didn't read the article.
A study just came out. Ben Simmons wants to be a Celtic. I say free Ben Simmons.
Is that a peer-reviewed study?
Nope. Mm. It's a post.
Who farted?
What?
Who farted?
Oh, that was a non-denial from Hank.
No, I
it
was,
wasn't me. I'll say it right now.
I need to prompt it.
I don't remember farting.
We recorded the podcast Sunday night. On Monday morning, we got a lot of tweets that were like, if you listen around the 104 mark, there is a clear fart. Who farted? There was one of us in this room who was very vocally adamant about their fact that it wasn't them.
Maybe there's
almost
one person in this room who's been accused in the past of farting when he hasn't farted. Maybe that's why that
I feel like we've all been accused of farting when we haven't farted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it wasn't me. You can look at the tape. I mean, the video's out there.
I did.
Yeah. And?
It looks like PFT.
It looks like... I don't move at all.
I love it.
You didn't need to move to fart.
Like, you didn't,
neither
you,
me nor
you
Big
took
Cat
a fart
moved.
Breath.
Yeah, you did take a fart breath.
That's how I speak sometimes.
You took
neither
a fart
me
breath.
Nor Big Cat ever moved in this entire video. We did not make any motions like we were picking up a cheek. There are three other people who have microphones when we're recording that who were not on camera at the time.
Do you deny the fart
down.
Breath?
It's not me.
There's an intake where the air's got to go somewhere and went out your butt.
Yeah, no. There's definitely a fart breath, but it's not me that farted.
Coincidentally.
I wish people could see Billy's face right now. So, go subscribe to the YouTube because he's got a grin on him like he's figured out like who killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
I think that if it was his son, right?
Yeah.
But if I had farted or Big Cat had farted, one of the two of us would have reacted to it in real time towards each other.
Correct.
Neither one of us did that. That tells me it came from elsewhere in the room.
This is going to be some light bulb shit.
Well, do you remember right before we started recording when I was sniffing smelling salts and you guys accused me of farting?
No, I don't.
Which is not physically possible to be like snorting smelling salts and farting at the same time?
Not true.
It's definitely physically possible.
No, it's not.
I've snorted things and farted at the same time many times before in my life. I'm about to pee myself.
If you go,
no, I'm going to poop myself too. I don't have a fart. This is some high-level podcasting right now.
Okay, so wait. What does that have to do with anything?
This doesn't prove anything.
Because you didn't fart before the show, you also couldn't have farted?
Right, but if Hank's mic was off.
Right.
Both of you guys didn't move your diaphragms during the video. I checked.
There was a fart breath.
There was a fart breath, but
no diaphragm.
There's no diaphragm movement.
Hank's microphone was not off. His microphone is always on Sundays. It's here that he has to click himself in. On Sundays...
We don't know that.
When we were...
You're speaking so confidently right now, we have no idea.
It's 1,000,000% true. He doesn't have the same setup where he has a computer he has to do...
I'm sitting in front of the recorder, and I turn myself off because there's echo otherwise, so I only turn my microphone up if I'm talking.
Whenever we start talking about editing stuff from this side of the room, we're always wrong. I'm just saying, sidebar between the two of us. Mm-hmm. They know shit that we don't know.
I honestly
about
don't,
all this stuff.
I don't care if people think it was me because I know that it wasn't. But again, it's not the first time that I've been unjustly accused of farting.
You are denying it more than anyone else. I was like,
because I'm hurt.
When I saw it, I was like, well, it wasn't me. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
I'm hurt. I'm scarred. I'm emotionally wrecked from being accused of this many times in the past.
Going on talk tonight.
I did not fart.
Oh, right, man. Guys, on chicks.
I did not come on my cat.
And I did not fart. All right, go. Guys on chicks.
Hey, Slim Cat, PFC, Honk, and Billy, and the best in the office. My boyfriend and I went to the local pub for the game. We are Bears fans and say by another group who are as well. They wrote that
wrong. The word is sat. You learn it in first grade.
It says say.
Pot. It's mean to mess with Hank, who's not good at reading to begin with, by inserting typos.
You're bad at reading. My boyfriend and another guy had two bets that they were cheering for. They celebrated more when they hit than any time the Bears did anything good, which was like once anyway. Is this a Bears fan thing, or is fantasy football and betting more important than your favorite team? I'll hang up and listen.
Wait, so when? Give me the week.
Yesterday, Monday.
Oh, it was Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I always go, personally, I go into every Sunday, Bears winning. Now, obviously, this is a different season because I just want Justin Fields to do well. So, Justin Fields doing well is number one. But I always think, like, I want my team to be to win and then my bets to hit, because, like, if you have your team win and you lose all your bets, you at least have something to keep you going forward, right? Like, so it's like, just root for them. Usually bet on your team. I had the Bears last night. I think that's usually the way, I mean, that's how I operate. I think most people operate that way, right?
I usually go out of my way to not bet on my team. I thought about doing it this year, but I was talked out of it at the last minute. You don't bet against your team,
no,
necessarily. But sometimes if you're in a situation where you know that nothing good is going to come out of winning, it's sometimes fun to bet. If your team is really shitty, it's fun to bet on your team to cover an atrociously large spread, mm-hmm. and then you get like a couple sad, like you get a sad score at the end of the game, and the final score is like 30-7, and you're like, oh shit, we covered.
It's,
and then you can cheer ironically at that point.
It's also very fun to bet on an over with your team, because then it's like you kind, that's kind of the emotional hedge I'll do, where it's like, if your team scores, great, and if the other team scores, bad, but a little bit of good.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas gift suggestion for my 26-year-old boyfriend.
Cash.
AWL.
Cash.
Likes golf. The Cowboys. Cash. Gambling. He's pretty basic, but has everything, so don't know what to get him.
Cash.
Money's always a good idea.
You could, if he likes money, you could get him a money line dog sweatshirt.
Cash.
Yeah.
On sale now.
Cash.
Or part of my take, Christmas sweatshirt.
Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he likes golf, maybe like a...
I don't think you fuck
a
with that.
A ball marker.
No, because I think, like,
your
whatever...
your girlfriend is not getting you cash.
Well,
be honest.
If you were in a real relationship that
I
was honest...
I would be disrespected. So would you.
What? I would get cash, and I'd be like, fuck yes, cash.
It would all depend on how
cash
I was given the cash. If I was given the cash in an envelope, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of weird. But if it was, like, a suitcase that had money in it...
If you stack a bunch of ones in a suitcase,
that's an awesome gift.
Wedding, relative, whatever, cash. I feel like your significant other, if you're getting you cash, that's lazy.
What do you get? All right, let's do the Cowboys, because this will help everyone out there, all the chicks out there. If you were to get your boyfriend something from their favorite team, what do you get? Maybe a throwback hat? A hoodie?
Beanie?
A sick hat would
Winter's
be cool.
Winter's coming up?
I think a starter jacket from like the 80s
Ooh,
would be nice.
Starter
a throwback
jacket?
Starter would be sick. Always appreciated.
Yeah, so these are some good thought starters for you. I'd say like go to starter jacket and maybe a cool hat.
Or like he says he likes golf. Get him like Cowboys golf balls. Win-win.
Yeah, but then you lose the golf balls because you suck at golf.
But then you get to, you know, be like, do you sell those golf balls? And then they, I don't know. It's don't get him cash.
Cash.
Get him just a nice bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
That's always a winner, too.
Cash.
What's up, lads? Especially Jake. Go Cuse. My boyfriend wants a dog, but he said he would
never... That's biased.
He said he would never get a girl dog because their nipples freak him out.
Mm.
Is this a red flag?
I think,
depends on how used the dog is. If you get a used dog that's like 4 or 5 years old and it's already had a couple litters, they can be freaky nipples. They can be nipples that like drag on the ground. So I understand, but I don't think this guy has ever driven a new dog. If you get a new dog that's a female... The nipples don't protrude.
Also,
and so they're not freaky at all.
Also, dog dicks are also gross. Like, you're kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
they're also funny, though.
But they're like, when a dog's dick is just like on you, it's weird. So there's definitely,
you have to ice them.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think you're creepy for thinking about a dog's anatomy this much.
Unless it's got real swollen, like, mama dog.
Oh,
had
see,
a couple
like that's...
No, it's not creepy.
I know,
it's saying,
but
like,
it
if
is.
You see,
the man knows his used dog.
Yeah,
it's gross.
If a bitch has given birth to a couple litters of puppies, that's what it's called, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
A bitch in the
Hank,
industry.
So I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
If a B word has given birth, then, yeah, sometimes they get the real swollen ones. And those do look weird. I agree with that. And you can't ice a dog's nipples to make them go away. Not like with a penis.
Just get reconstructive surgery on your dog.
Can you do that?
No.
But
I don't think so, but I'm sure you
can. Can you tell if a dog is on steroids by its nipples?
No idea.
Oh, wow. We stumped him.
Yeah, you should
Holy
look into that.
Shit.
Do people give their dogs steroids?
Yeah, no, it's actually in, like fighting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shoot them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It is fucked, but it's also like cool if they get jacked.
Mm-hmm.
No, because it's mostly
like
for aggression.
Yeah, but like not the if they don't fight, if they just like are like look sick without their shirt on, that's
like
cool.
Hit sick PRs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I've dated my boyfriend. There's like 3 exclamation points.
Hi.
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 I've dated my boyfriend for 3 years, and I've noticed that he has never changed his car clock with daylight savings each year.
That's my guy.
Yes. I brought this up yesterday because it's annoying, and he said it apparently saves some time.
Yep.
Please help explain this to me because I hate having to do mental math each time I'm in his car. Thanks.
That's my guy.
That is some tough mental math. I'll give her that.
No.
Keeps you sharp.
I love it. If you're a dude and you go through the zone, you power through the entire zone of November through March, and you're able to not change your clock, the reward that you get, and especially once you start getting closer and closer to the end of daylight savings time in March, you get the rush. It's mm-hmm. amazing. You're like, I've almost made it. Then when it finally changes over, you feel like you've accomplished something.
I'm going to change my stove clock is
fixed.
Yeah,
that's what it's called, a stove.
Well, stove clock.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the proper word. It gives you, it's too much anxiety. It gives you like anxiety like for a second when you see the clock.
But it gives
it's
you
too much.
It gives you an enemy though. But somebody that you can use to keep yourself sharp.
Oh my god, I'm
an hour late. Sharp. It keeps you mentally sharp. Like I like to sometimes fuck around with some military time because it's hard to do that math. You know what I mean?
Billy does too.
23. What is 23? What hour is that?
2300.
Okay, what about 17?
Five.
Oh, yeah, you saw that fucking pause.
Psh. We just subtract 12.
I understand, but it took you a second.
16.
Four.
Oh.
No, it's 11.
19.
What?
19.
Seven.
15.
Three.
What's 0300?
3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're sharp.
I like to set my clock 30 minutes early, so then I get that adrenaline rush to rush and go faster.
But Coughlin then you time. Still are late.
Hmm?
Maybe go for 45.
Billy just never knows what time it is.
He just likes the rush of feeling late.
As long as he gets in the shower an hour before he has to be at work. He's fine.
So is that an hour and a half before work you get in the shower?
Maybe. Well, it just depends. Certain clocks have different times.
Got it. You live in. You have different time zones in your own house.
Yeah, to hurry me.
I love it.
The clock in my bathroom is fast.
You have a bathroom clock?
Oh yeah.
How are you ever late? Shit. You have a clock everywhere.
All right. Sup boys. I thought this was about me for a second, but the number adds up. It's a local number. This past weekend, I don't know why they included this. This past weekend, I went to stay with my boyfriend at his parents' house (Situate). Of course, he went through his old things and was showing them off to me, and then he stumbled across an old, crusty, yellow sock. My boyfriend has held on to it for over 10 years. Is this normal?
Oh.
No.
Wait, is it...
To have a crusty, yellow sock?
No.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
You don't. Your boyfriend doesn't come on the mat next to his bed like every other dude?
On the wall, on the ceilings, the like Chaps? Shout out Chaps, by the way. Chaps was great last week, but I hope AWLs did... They didn't buy his lies about coming on the ceiling. He comes on every ceiling he's ever been in. So if you ever see Chaps in a building, in a room, he has come on that ceiling. That's a fact.
He's got like a... It sounds like this guy has a nostalgic cum sock.
Yeah, that's a good way to be framed for a crime. Just DNA all over the place.
Did he keep it or he found one he hid when he was there?
Breaking moves. Breaking moves. Waiting for the Odell news. We've been waiting for the Odell news.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm.
has signed a 2-year, $30 million contract with the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, all right. I know that's fake. Try. Okay. We asked you to do a fake one that could maybe get us.
I don't know. Maybe I thought you were going to be like, oh, shit. Bears
no
are
way.
That would be a huge contract.
That would be the dumbest thing ever.
Also, when you asked me to do that, I know that you know you're not going to believe me no matter what I say. So
no,
I, really
I think
know
if you had
what
said,
to say.
I think if you had said, I don't know, the Packers or the Seahawks.
It's going to be probably a 1-year deal. I think he's going to be a Seahawk. Based on the way that DK answered those questions earlier when he was like, no, we're not claiming him off waivers. That tells me that he knows that they're going to sign him as a free agent.
He did say that in a way that mm-hmm. I would agree with you.
Okay.
So will we know by tomorrow? Will the people listening?
It sounds like he's going to decide tonight. I don't know. I'm kind of over Odell. Like, it's not... What? All right, let's do it this way.
Why didn't any team claim him? That's what I don't get.
Because they would have had to pay him $7 million.
And he said he's going to be a dick.
To pay for like seven games.
Let's do it this way, because we're recording early today. What team would Odell go to that you actually think it like increases their chance significantly to win a Super Bowl? Because I don't really, like even the Packers, I don't know. Maybe not. It would help, but.
The Patriots.
I'm trying to think, like, what team is like a wide receiver?
The Bucs. It would be the Bucs because...
The Saints, maybe. The Saints don't have any weapons. I could maybe talk myself into the Saints.
So Odell Beckham's going to be like, you know what? Baker Mayfield isn't worthy of passing me the football, but you know who is? Trevor Siemian.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like it would be the Bucs, and it would be because Antonio Brown, there's something up with him. Plot twist, Antonio Brown is unreliable this season. Mm. So it feels like that might be a fit.
What about if he went to the Chiefs and he somehow fixed everything?
Yeah, I mean, the TikToks between him and Jackson Mahomes would be incredible.
Okay. All right, so we gave you some thought starters there. All right, is that it?
I could see Jerry Jones doing it, too.
Yeah.
Wombie Cowboy?
I don't even know. Yeah, I mean, there's...
Reunited with Burrow. Not really reunited, but LSU to LSU. Well,
that's what... Yeah, I think we said that on Monday's show. The Bengals would be a hilarious combination.
Yeah.
Because you get also
He's the reason he got in trouble after giving out the money.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's your guy's fault.
Yeah.
We're the reason he got in trouble. Whoops. Yeah. Thanks, Jake. Jake's trying to spread the cancellation now that he's been canceled twice in 1 week.
Yeah.
Check out Jake's bracketology. It sucked.
I liked it.
Lenardi moved you guys from next four out to off the bubble. So
I'm sure he had a reason. I'm sure he had a reason.
Jake, you know what you need to do? You got to get a bunker. Joe Lenardi has the bunker. He's got the little windowless basement that he operates out of. We need you to do your bracketology in just like a janitorial closet.
I like it. Maybe after the Super Bowl, 4 weeks to go. Maybe we'll start doing that.
All right, numbers.
90.
8.
97.
69.
38, 14, and 3 are out.
What people didn't remember is Cassius Marsh got cut by the Steelers 2 months ago. Cassius Marsh.
Cassie. I like Cassius, though. It sounds like a Greek warrior whose specialty is defeating people in Magic the Gathering.
Hyenas are a matriarchy.
Cucks.
Anyone? No? What'd you have, Hank?
90.
Oh, man, so close.
I've gone from 1 to 100, and I'm reversing now.
I spent $200 on the 50-50 raffle last night.
Did you win?
Nope. Oh. Thought it was going to be my night.
Love you guys.
3, 4, 3, 2, 3. Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find out. Shine away. Oh, I'm coming for your love. Take on me. Take me. To be safe and sorry, take on me.
We'll be right back. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.